So we're talking about things which the bracha is a shahakol, and we went through various different categories. Now he's going to introduce a new category. You have something which is a prio eitz or prio adama. It grows on the ground, it grows on a tree, but it's been changed. And due to the fact that it's been changed, it loses its bracha. So we will see more about this later on, but he gives the following example. Valkemach afilo shalchitim. Person takes wheat kernels and grinds them into flour, and then he eats the flour as is. Loishno nitkon dak dak. Loishno nitkon ksas v'yesh boitam shalchitim. Loishno kemach kloyus. So now, if you grind it down to fine flour, you don't taste the wheat flavor anymore. But let's say you grind it coarsely, and you can still, it's little pieces of the kernel, so you can still taste the wheat flavor. So maybe, arguably, in that situation, it should maintain the bracha of Berei Pri Adoma, the bracha on wheat kernels. A person will take wheat kernels and munch on them, or a person will roast them. So the bracha is going to be Berei Pri Adoma. So arguably the bracha for this is small pieces of Berei Pri Adoma. No, and when you roast them, it becomes more flavorful. So they're not raw anymore. When you roast them, some of the starch inside the kernel caramelizes, which means it turns to a sugar and has a sweet taste to it. So all of these cases, whether it's kemach of kloyus or kemach of regular chitim, the bracha is a shahakol. So because you've taken it out of the original state of being Berei Pri Adoma, you have not yet upgraded it into making it into bread or cake or something of that sort, which is Berei Min Mazonis or Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. So in this middle stage where it was Ishtana, it changed from its original state, but it has not reached its full level of usage, the bracha is going to be downgraded. So Shem and Zayas, however, where it's been changed, but this is now its primary usage, so that does not downgrade the bracha. So the bracha is not degraded because you've changed it, because this is what its primary purpose and function, how to use it, is to use it as shaman. But by chitim, that's clearly not so. The primary usage is as flour, to use it to make bake things with it. So if your person would eat it in this middle stage, it's lost its original form. It has not been upgraded, as it were, to its primary function. See, in between the bracha is a shahakol. So that is the fourth area where we find the bracha of shahakol. Even though it's on something which is grew from the ground and theoretically could have gotten a Berei Pri Eitz or a Berei Pri Adoma. Well, sheikhu tamarim, v'sheikhu sa'arim, v'almei sa'arim, akulam avorach shahakol chutz min ayayin. Now the next grouping number five, is when you make drinks out of these things. So you're making beer from barley. So you're starting with barley, and you're making a beer out of it. So maybe the bracha of the barley should extend to the beer. Or you're making beer out of dates. So maybe the bracha of the dates should extend to the liquid. Or mesarim, you're just making something like a soup. Not a beer, but you're making some type of like a barley soup. And you're drinking the liquid of the soup. So the bracha is a shahakol. Now there's a disagreement why this is so. One explanation is that the bracha of Berei Min Mazonos, it does not apply to liquids. Mazon is the idea of taking something as a foodstuff, as a food. So you can't say Berei Min Mazonos on a liquid drink, even though its source is from Mazonos, something of the Mazon family. Then we, or in general, we look at any time it's a liquid, the water really is the primary element of you cook these things in water, you soak them in water, it absorbs the flavor, it's flavored water. So the bracha is a shahakol, because the primary element is the water. The exception of all of this is wine. that the liquid of the vine gets this bracha not of shakol, but of reper gofen. Okay, so that's category number five. The chayotah moves on to the next category, and we'll leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.